This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Wednesday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. President Joe Biden is set to unveil a $6 trillion budget proposal for next year, which would include his infrastructure and jobs proposal, along with new government spending that would further swell the federal deficit. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's budget blueprint will incorporate the $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal, the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, and $1.5 trillion in new spending for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. But scheduling a major budget rollout on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend is raising speculation. The timing might be to downplay news that the deficit would run up $1.8 trillion, despite a host of new tax increases totaling more than $3 trillion. Under Biden's plan, the public debt would exceed the size of the economy and soon eclipse record levels of debt relative to gross domestic product that have stood since World War II. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Officials in Mali say the country's interim president and prime minister have been released one day after they resigned while in military custody. The military arrested interim president Bai Nidal and his prime minister Mokhtar Awan on Monday in the capital Bamako, triggering a fresh political crisis in the troubled West African country. Vice President Colonel Assimi Goïta has effectively taken power in what amounts to Mali's second coup in 9 months. Mali has been in turmoil since then-President Amadou Toumani Touré was toppled in a military coup in 2012 that led ethnic Tuareg rebels to seize control of several northern towns, which were then taken over by Islamic insurgents. France deployed forces to repel the insurgents the following year, but the rebels have continued to operate in rural areas. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was reelected in a landslide, officials said Thursday, ushering in a fourth 7-year term in the war-torn country following an election described as illegitimate and a sham by the West and his opposition. Assad's win was never in doubt in an election where officials said 18 million people were eligible to vote. But in a country ravaged by the 10-year conflict, areas controlled by rebels or Kurdish-led troops did not hold the vote. At least 8 million, mostly displaced, live in those areas in northwest and northeast Syria. Assad's victory comes as the country remains devastated by the conflict. U.S. and European officials have also questioned the legitimacy of the election, saying it violates U.N. resolutions in place to resolve the fighting, lacks any international monitoring, and is not representative of all Syrians. A Japanese cabinet minister said Friday his country is looking to extend a state of emergency in Tokyo and several other areas by about 3 weeks to June 20th, as the COVID-19 pandemic shows no signs of easing less than 2 months before the Summer Olympics open. The state of emergency in the capital and 8 other prefectures had been scheduled to end May 31st, but strains on the medical system remain severe. Japan has seen a record number of COVID-19 patients in critical condition in recent days, even as the number of new infections has slowed. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped last week to 406,000, a new pandemic low, and more evidence the job market is strengthening as the virus wanes and the economy further reopens. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.